You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Clicks Group, which is South Africa's biggest pharmacy chain, today reported what could be characterized as a healthy set of results. Trading profit increased by 15.1% to 4.2 billion rand for the year to August 2024. Retail turnover grew by 11.7%, with group turnover up 9.2% to 45.4 billion rand. The group's trading margin expanded by 50 basis points to 9.2%. Headline earnings grew by 11.9% to 2.8 billion. Rand, with diluted headline earnings per share increasing 14.3%. The group returned 2.5 billion rand to shareholders in dividend payments and share buybacks in the year. We speak now to Clicks CEO Bertina Engelbrecht for more. Thank you very much, Bertina, for your time this evening. So looking at the results, what do they tell us?
I think the results tell you that we are an extremely disciplined company, that we deliver on that which we promise.
Speaking of...
and the customers love us.
Yeah, the customers love you, because we're going to get into that a little bit later on in terms of what you have given customers for their club card receiving loyalty points. But let's start with taking a look, right, at retail turnover growing by 11.7% with group turnover by 9.2%. What would you put this down to?
Well, I mean, retail continues to storm ahead. I thought in the year they really did well on every single element. It was on choosing the right products. It was on the price positioning. It was the continued outperformance of private label and exclusives. It was the awards we won for best use of data analytics. And yet it was just the fact that we grew the club card customer base to 11.8 million active customers, that they increased their contribution to our total sales to over 81%. And in pharmacy, 87%. You know, so I think it was an all-round performance, really, in terms of retail. And then the other part of the business, which is the UPD business, we saw that the first half was still quite muted. In fact, it had negative growth. And we had promised the market at the interims that we were going to be focusing quite a great deal on stabilizing that business and attacking the cost base. And you'll see that that was just a fantastic second half performance. And that is actually why the group delivered as it did, with, as you said, in trading profit up 15.1%.
You speak of the right product. The retail pharmacy market share increased from 23.7% to 24.2%, and front shop health market share grew from 33.1% to 34.2%. Talk us through that.
Well, first of all, I mean, I think when you think about retail pharmacy, in a year that we were constrained from opening up new pharmacies, we only opened up 9 pharmacies in the current year. And that was, of course, because we were working on resolving the unicorn licensing matter, which we have now done. Mm-hmm. So, we can once again recommence the pharmacy rollout program. But what the teams did, and I thought that was really very great, they focused on how do you extend the participation of the current Clicks customers. And that is why we've seen that the club card customer sales contribution to pharmacy was so much higher at over 87%. Mm-hmm. The second thing that they really thought about, how do you improve the quality of service? And we've done that through a number of ways. We've attacked the queuing system. We have, in certain of the pharmacies, we've put in place smart lockers. So, you get a SMS to say your repeat prescription service products are there, and you get a pin and you go and open up the locker and bobs your uncle, there you go. Mm. We have extended the number of virtual doctors consultations that we've done. And we have worked with medical aides to improve the number of services that we offer within our primary care clinics, which all are profitable. And that's something you don't easily find. So I thought it was a very all-round performance. I'm going to call us a Jacques Cullis. A complete all-rounder. So I think that's actually what it was there. But I mean, superbly proud I am of the performance of retail in particular.
As you
and
should,
then maybe if I could just touch on the investments. Sorbet, we've got a smaller equity investment in ARC, which is a premium retail brand. And what we have seen is that we've really chosen those strategic investments very well in hindsight. And what we've been able to do is to extend the participation of the higher LSM customer in our Click stores.
Mm. Well, you're not just an all-rounder, but efficient. Ironically, I was in one of your stores today, and I was looking for my club card, but I didn't have my purse. And so the guy asked me, well, do you have your phone? I said, yes, I do. So I was like, what's your number? He's like, don't worry, ma'am, just open up your WhatsApp. I pop up my WhatsApp, and it says, okay, do you just take a click at this QR code, and boom, it just appeared on my WhatsApp. I was like, oh, this is great. Talk about efficiency, because your club card customers receive 780 million rand in cashback rewards during the year. That's quite impressive.
It is, you know, the one thing that I always call the club card loyalty program an asset, because that's really what it is. You know, if you can have over 80% of your customers contributing to your sales, then that is the surest measure of loyalty. Yeah. Our people love the brand. They love being part of Club Card. I mean, my mom is 91. You know, she still has her gold Club Card.
Oh, bless her.
And she insists. There I am on the mobility scooter with her. And she says, now I want to use my Club Card.
Yes, leave yours.
You can pay, but leave yours.
And mine is gold. So there we go.
Yes, hers is gold. Yes, yeah,
right.
Hers is gold.
So we take a look at the beauty and personal care and the skincare market share increasing from 42.7% to 43.8%. So South Africans, we're serious about our beauty, hey?
We're very serious about our beauty, and we're serious about our skins, which probably we should be. You know, we live in an area which gets a whole lot of sun. And so people really do look after their skin, and people are more knowledgeable post-COVID about just a lot of things, you know, like, right, what is a serum? What is a hyaluronic acid? You know, and so what is collagen? You know, what's the right kind of collagen that do I ingest the collagen? Do I have it in my products? And people are asking questions around, can you please just give me a mask that's already got all of the serums in there? And so people are more knowledgeable, and, you know, that just means that they know what they want, and we've got to make sure that we've got the ranges. Interestingly enough, Dudu, when we visit and do roadshows internationally, they tell us, no, we cannot believe that you can get any market share in a category like skincare over like a 30%. And they've been waiting for it to decline. And I've said to them, it's going to increase. So I'm glad that I've been proven right for once.
There you go. And so when we take a look at the future, I guess you guys have already started, what is it safe to say, 2025, the financial year, on a good footing with plans to open more stores, what, 40 to 50 new stores and pharmacies?
I would be disappointed if the team didn't get to 50 again. No pressure on the team.
You'll be proven right again.
So, no, I mean, I must say the trading in the first, we're nearly at the end of the second month of trading, it's looking very buoyant. So I'm superbly optimistic about the future of this financial year in which we currently are. And that's for both retail and the UPD business as well.
Right.
So all August well. And then, of course, I think UPD in the second half focused a great deal on cost containment and shrinkage control. And we've seen that benefit. And so that's fantastic. I might just perhaps say our stores that we've got in Namibia, Botswana, Eswatini and Lesotho, they are blowing the lights out at the moment.
Oh.
So it looks like Southern Africa is in for a fantastic 2025.
And if we compare the markets, what are we seeing similar trends in terms of buying patterns?
Very, very similar trends. I mean, obviously, you know, we are known for certain things, such as, for example, beauty. Mm. We are very well known for personal care, everyday essentials. I mean, everybody walks down that aisle of temptation, I call it. And, you know, it's a chocolate and it's a packet of crisps and it's a cool drink or a water if you feel like, you know,
and
the
do
chocolate.
Do not take your 3-year-old
make myself.
Absolutely.
Just make myself feel less guilty, you know,
right.
By all means have the water. And we've tried to address that as well by having healthier options there as well. For my mom now, just so that you know, I get her the little Smart Bites, which is much smaller, first of all. And in the evenings, I hear krut, 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 and she's busy with those Smart Bites.
So, munching them away.
The Smart Bites, it's just munching those Smart Bites. But really, I think, yeah, we've done well. I say to the teams, I am so proud to be the CEO of this company, because our people truly are our greatest asset. And what we found in this past year in particular, it's like that every year, but in this year past, I thought that we all were one team and that every individual and every team contributed their best every single day. So what more can you ask for? And you see that reflected in the increase in bonuses that we pay to our store staff, 21% up year on year.
Sure.
That is probably the thing that makes me the most proud, because I always say to our executives, as an executive team, we are not successful unless we have ensured that our people get paid well and that they get paid bonuses.
And you've also got some very happy shareholders. Would you say that is the ingredient for success? The people that actually run the day to day, right? Everybody does, but then you've also got the people that we interface with. So the guy that would help me yes. with the QR code, who would ultimately make me decide whether I want to visit the store again or not. But because he was so brilliant and so efficient, I'm like, I'm at the right place and I'm staying here.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's actually where it all comes down to, ultimately. You know what I found very interesting today? When we did the investor presentation, we had so many of our staff dial in and they had questions. And one of the questions that was came through quite a lot is, how can we buy click shares? Now, that says to you that our employees are thinking like investors of this company. But I can give you a quick few things. If you look over 10 years, CAGR, our share price, 18.5% growth. Food and Drug Retailers Index, 7.1% over the same period. And the JSE Top 40 Index, 5.1% over that same period. So if you're a shareholder, and our shareholders are all long-term shareholders, and I want to specifically give a big shout-out to the PIC, who's our single largest shareholder. And of course, they are investing money on behalf of the Government Employees Pension Fund. They have been remarkable beneficiaries of the run in our share price over this long a period and in such a sustained fashion. And that, I think, is great news if you're a GEPF member.
Well, Bettina, what's left to say except for congratulations? There we go. Bettina Engelbrecht is the CEO for Clicks, and I hope mom keeps on enjoying those munchies. Thank you very much for your time this afternoon.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.